This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, please, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Rob somehow has finagled a way to get us a 3-day work week. Now, I told them I was ready to be here on the 3rd and quite possibly the 4th, if need be. But Rob said, no, I'm management now. Upper management. He ain't middle. He said, you know what? I'm going to make it where we only got to work 3 days this week. And I said, no, because you guys know I would never leave you. I'm here every day, rain or shine, in sickness and in health. But Rob, always trying to cut corners, has figured out a way, so we're only going to be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So let's try to make the most of the time that we do have. Now, a couple of things that we have up in the queue for today. Andrew Filippone is going to be on the show today. Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, is going to be on the show. The mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, is going to be on the show to talk about the letter that we saw from Mark Donovan to the state of Kansas. And we're also going to talk about his letter in response to the Chiefs' letter. It is letter inception. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Before we move forward, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive at 2 o'clock each day right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but I understand you're a busy person. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. So, Rob, a couple of nights ago, I'm laying in bed, not really doing anything. You know the laying in bed, kind of scrolling on Instagram, Facebook. We all do this, right? Well, I'm scrolling and I think I'm in one of those Royals Facebook groups or whatever. So I see that people are saying that Jack Caglione should be sent down to the minors, that he's not ready for the big leagues. I do think this about Jack Caglione. I do think that right now he is in a little bit of a weird gray area. He is clearly too good, I think, for Double A, probably too good for Triple A, but yet maybe not ready to be an every game starter for you at the major league level. I mean, in Double A, he hit 322 and led them in home runs. In Triple A, he was hitting 320 with a 370 on base percentage. So we are talking about a guy, albeit in a very limited sample, that was crushing minor league pitching. Everybody we talked to leading up to Jack Caglione week was talking about how he was progressing at such a rate, and they didn't feel that another 50, 75, 100 ABs was going to help him down in the minors. Now, I think the Royals made the right decision. I don't think they made the wrong decision. I don't know if the Royals regret their decision of bringing him up, but I do think that it is a process. And I know that Royals fans maybe don't want to hear that when it comes to Jack Caglione, but we are talking about a 22-year-old. We're talking about a guy right now that is hitting 165, that has a 211 on-base percentage. He strikes out a bunch, doesn't walk a whole lot, and for the most part, hasn't really hit for the power that a lot of people thought he was going to do. But in the same way that when we discuss quarterbacks in the National Football League, how we don't want teams to go with the Kenny Pickett types and you want them to throw the young gun out there and start the rookie quarterback, that's kind of what the Royals are doing in real time, right? The Royals are starting someone who maybe isn't fully developed and ready, but your hope is that one day he will be able to swim. Sure, he is drowning a little bit right now and struggling, but I'm a big believer if you're a great player, then eventually you will just figure it out. Yes, there's going to be some ups and downs, but I can give you countless examples of players who early on in their career had some struggles, and through time, through development, through growth, they were able to figure that out. So I'm coming to you not really that worried about Jack Caglione. Now, yes, I thought he would be a little bit better than what we're talking about right now. But again, I want to keep in mind that he is a 22-year-old player who last year was in the College World Series and got fast-tracked through the minor leagues. We're talking about a guy who had less than 200 minor league at-bats. So we're not talking about a guy with a big sample size here. He had great success in AA. He was having great success in AAA. Everybody was on board with bringing him up. There was great excitement. He's come up here and he's looked like a 22-year-old that didn't get a lot of seasoning in the minor leagues. So I'm asking everybody, and I know there's a lot of frustration, and I don't think that Jack Caglione is near the top of the Royals' problems right now, but there's not a whole lot else positive to talk about with this team. They went 1-12 in their home games in the month of June. So let's just all woo-sigh a little bit. Let's give Jack some more time. I'm going to give him more grace, more patience, and let's just see how this plays itself out. I do not want to overreact to the very small sample size that we have with Jack Caglione in the major leagues. We're talking about 85 at-bats. Let's see where we're at 200. Let's see how the rest of this season goes, and then we can reconvene and we can have this conversation about a 22-year-old rookie who is just getting his first cup of coffee here in the big leagues. There are a lot of news that is happening outside of Kansas City. I do want to get to that today in the open. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm not really sure if Pittsburgh is going to be very good or not. I mean, I'm not optimistic in Pittsburgh being good this season. In fact, I think Pittsburgh is going to be kind of the same team that they always are. I mean, sure, they got a lot of big names that you've heard of. They got a lot of guys that were really good on Madden 2017, but I'm not really sure if that's going to translate to wins in 2025. Sure, Pittsburgh's probably going to be a wild card team. Maybe they'll win in that first round. Maybe they'll do this. Maybe they'll do that. But, I mean, no one thinks that these moves make the Steelers a contender to Kansas City. No one thinks that this now makes Pittsburgh pass up Buffalo or pass up Baltimore in their own division. I don't know if this really changes anything about how I feel about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're just a better TV show. I don't know if they're a better football team, but they're certainly a better TV show as they're returning a cast of guys that I've heard of before. You know what fans like? They like brand names. They like guys that they've heard of before. It makes them feel good and feel comfortable. So when you go pick up a DK Metcalf, when you go get an Aaron Rodgers, when you go get a Jonnu Smith and a Jalen Ramsey, those are names that you've heard of before. Man, my organization's going all in. They're going for it. But are they? You signed a 41-year-old quarterback. You just signed Jalen Ramsey, who is clearly on the backside of his career. DK Metcalf is still a pretty good player, but you kind of overpaid for him. And Jonnu Smith is fine. I mean, you got your number two tight end today. So I don't want to rain on the Pittsburgh Steelers parade. Sure, great moves, an entertaining bunch, a fun team. But we're not really talking about Pittsburgh being a real contender. We're not talking about them being a real threat to anybody in the AFC. They just made Hard Knocks more interesting. They just made your favorite sports talk show more interesting, or the debate shows, but we're not talking about a team that is really going to do something. If you're telling me that you're moving the needle with 41-year-old quarterbacks and 30-year-old corners, you're probably not going that far in the postseason. I want to know in the end why Pittsburgh is so afraid. Because everybody kind of has to bottom out to find themselves back towards the top. At some point, you got to pick in the top 10. You got to make a high draft pick. You got to get that quarterback to help turn things around for you. Pittsburgh seems afraid of that. Pittsburgh seems like they're willing to do everything in their power to stay between 8 and 10 wins every single year, which is great. Football season's fun. You got important games. This home game's really important, but are you really building a foundation that can help you win the Super Bowl? Because that's what I thought we were in this for. I'm not in this to come in third place in the division, grab the 7th wild card spot, and then be on the road and lose to Kansas City in round one. That doesn't seem like a whole lot of fun. But it seems like that's what this Pittsburgh team is heading towards. So today, if you missed it, Pittsburgh traded Minkah Fitzpatrick to go get Jalen Ramsey from the Dolphins, and they also made a trade to go get Jonnu Smith, who I actually think is a pretty good, pretty capable tight end. And if you got Pat Freiermuth and you got Jonnu Smith, and that's your 1-2 punch, your 1-2 combination at tight end, I think you feel very good about this. The Steelers look good on paper. There's no question about it. If you got a healthy version of Aaron Rodgers, you got Jalen Warren at running back, you made some upgrades to the wide receiver room, you just got a new tight end, you got a good defense, a good secondary. Pittsburgh looks good on paper, but I've seen this story before. Pittsburgh gets off to a decent start, schedule gets tougher in the second half of the season. They kind of limp to the finish line. They go 10-7. They're the wild card team. They lose in the first round to a team that we actually think can make some noise in the postseason. So I think those are the top two stories right now. Jack Caglione is hitting 165 with a .211 on base percentage. He has as many walks as RBIs. He has 20 strikeouts in his 23 games. But we're talking about a 22-year-old with 85 plate appearances. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were very active today. Slow period, what? Pittsburgh goes out and gets potential Hall of Fame corner Jalen Ramsey. They also go pick up Jonnu Smith in a mid-round pick trade from the Miami Dolphins. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the Royals. We'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews. Had to move some things around to accommodate the mayor of Kansas City. We're also going to have Andrew Filippone on the show later today to talk about the moves from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Coming up in a bit, we'll play our conversation with Denny Matthews. Let's put a bow on what we were talking about regarding the Steelers. They made a couple of moves today. They go pick up Jalen Ramsey, who was playing for the Dolphins. They also go pick up Jonnu Smith, who was also playing for the Dolphins. I called him a near Hall of Famer. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, Ramsey is certainly in a Trash Talk Hall of Fame, but there's no way that he's a Hall of Fame corner. I could be wrong. I think Ramsey has a pretty strong argument of at least being in the argument. Won a Super Bowl, three-time first-team All-Pro, made the Pro Bowl for seven consecutive years from 17 to 23. If you look at his accomplishments and you look at Richard Sherman's, he's really not that far off from Richard Sherman, and I think Sherman is for sure getting in. Sherman was on the All-Decade team for the 2010s, and he was probably the best defensive player on one of the better defenses of that era. I don't think that Jalen Ramsey is Deion Sanders. I don't want you to think that I think he's one of the best cover corners that we've seen. But if we're talking about corners over the last 10 years, he was drafted in 2016. I think you'd be really hard-pressed to find guys that you think are pretty definitively better than Ramsey. He's certainly near the top. I don't think he's a lock, surefire Hall of Famer. I think he's kind of one of those fringe guys. He's real close to me.
I mean, I would say right now he's in, but if he ends up not being in, like if we go through and we look at the voting and it's 2035 and he just keeps missing and missing and missing, I wouldn't be shocked. But I think he's fringe in, but I think you saying he's a definitive Hall of Famer, if you are that, not you, but if you are the person that says he is a definitive Hall of Famer, you're also wrong. He's very Mike Evans-ish with his case study.
Yeah, and I think Mike Evans probably just has, I guess the argument would be like Evans just has the nice round kind of fantasy football numbers. He got 1,000 yards for X number of seasons. But I would say that he probably has a little bit better argument than Ramsey. Like, Ramsey's numbers don't really blow you away. So for a comparison, Richard Sherman has 37 interceptions in his career, where Jalen Ramsey has 25 interceptions in his career. So just some of those numbers, like you need big numbers, big stats sometimes, and just to be a playmaker in that way, I don't think that's what Ramsey was. But I do think there was a time that if you look at who the top corner is in the league and you kind of look at it like a WWE heavyweight championship belt, I do think Ramsey had it there for a while. I think there was a time that you could say that Jalen Ramsey was the best corner in the National Football League. To me, that at least puts you in the conversation of, all right, are you a Hall of Famer? Now, we'll see. Again, I'm not saying that I think he is a lock. I think he's right there. Like, I can make an argument for or against. I'm also looking at a guy right now who turns 31 during the season, and is he still a corner in this league, or is he going to make the transition to safety? Like, part of the move, I think, of getting rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick is now we're going to use Jalen Ramsey a little bit more in that safety role, a little bit more over the top, and just give him some freedom in that way. That maybe Ramsey isn't a guy that you think can go out here and cover some of the 22, 23, 24-year-olds, but he can kind of be that last line of defense, that safety valve. How his career kind of hits this final chapter and how he ages, I think is going to be the thing that possibly gives him that push over the middle, or we just look back at Jalen Ramsey as being a very good player in the National Football League. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Always great to catch up with him. I started our conversation today with talking about the struggle that I feel, because on one side, I'm certainly happy that the Royals went. I mean, I was at the game on Saturday, so I'm happy that the Royals went. But part of me also wanted the Royals to go winless in the month of June, just so they could understand the urgency of what I think they need to do and how bad the last 30 days have been for the Royals. Here's our conversation with Denny Matthews.
Well, that's one or two ways of looking at it, I guess, but I understand what you're saying. I don't really have an opinion on that. I just kind of take each homestand, each game as it comes, and then we kind of lump them all together and see what we got. But it wasn't a great homestand, let's be honest about it, and I just feel like the Royals let one or two get away in the Rays series, but the Dodgers are very good, and we played well Friday night and Saturday, and then not so much yesterday. The offense had gone away after the first inning, and we got one run on a double and a single in inning number one, a single and a double in that order. And then from that point on, the Royals got only three singles for the other eight innings, and one of those three singles was a bunt single, so there wasn't much offense. And that was the story in the Rays series. So a very good offensive game on Saturday, nine runs. And then, as I said, they played really well on Friday night, and they could have won that game with a couple of timely hits and a play being made. But it wasn't to be. The Dodgers are a very good team for a very good reason. And, so I thought they played quite well against the Dodgers, but against Tampa Bay was a little disappointing.
So Vern has the saying of you kind of have to pick your struggle, where the Royals struggle with hits with runners in scoring position, and they also struggle with power. The Royals in 14 and 15 were not a home run hitting team, but they were great at getting that timely hit that you just mentioned and getting that hit with runners in scoring position. I think that's your frustration with the Royals offenses. It feels like right now there's a lot of holes on the boat and you're not really sure which one to plug.
The offense is very soft at the bottom of the lineup. I think everybody can see that. You don't have to look that hard. The runners in scoring position has been an ongoing problem, and it was solved for one game, but one game does not a series or a homestand or a season make. The home runs, it is not a home run team playing in a ballpark which does not yield many home runs. So you've got that looking at too. And yeah, you got to look at it in that manner. They're not a home run hitting team. They don't play in a home run conducive ballpark. So that's what you got.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I've been trying to figure this out of, I mean, this was an offense last year around this time that was fairly capable. We looked this up a couple of days ago. You know, heading into last year's All-Star break, the Royals were 11th in offense. The Royals had like 50 more home runs than they do at this point. Like, this wasn't a great offense by any means, but this was a above league average offense. We sit here today, and the Royals are last in so many important categories. They're last in walks. They're last in home runs. They're last with runners in scoring position. Like, so many of those key areas that I'm a little confused at how this offense got to this point in such a short period of time.
I think there's an old saying, Carrington, that goes something like this. I'll probably mess it up, but here we go. The team runs only as fast as its lead dog. So you figure last year the Royals really had three lead dogs, Witt, Pasquantino, Perez. Those were the three lead dogs. The three lead dogs are not running as fast as they did last year, thus neither is the team. And maybe that's the best I can do on that one because, as I said earlier in our chat, the bottom part of the batting order has yielded very little offensively, leaving it up to the top five or six. Well, it's been a lesser year offensively for the three lead dogs, and I think that's one of the big reasons why we're talking about what we're talking about.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I want to get your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani. There have not been many players in the history of baseball who can throw a pitch 101 miles an hour and then turn around and hit a home run in that same series. He truly is a special, very unique player.
Yeah, unique, freak, special, a lot of adjectives you could put on him. The amazing thing to me, think about it this way. Big league hitting is tough, and big league hitters have their own routine. They have what they do before the game. They have how much batting practice they want to take or how much they don't want to take. Big league pitchers, same way, same routine, whether they're out of the bullpen or starters. Every pitcher has his own routine, and it takes a while to go through your whole routine, either as a pitcher or a hitter. Ohtani has to do both. Now think of that. What time does in the morning does he start his routine? 5:30 a.m. for a 7 o'clock game? I don't know. But, yeah, that's uncanny. It's amazing. It's unique. It's in some ways, maybe almost impossible, but he's doing it. And yes, he is fun to watch. Thing that impresses me the most about him, he's big. He is of size, as my former partner Buddy Blattner would say about a big player. He is of size, and he can run. He's fast. He's got, 11 stolen bases? So I want you to kind of do some research after we're done talking. I want you to do research and find out and tell me what he can't do.
What really stands out to me about him is baseball is a very difficult thing to do. Like, they always say the hardest thing in sports to do is to hit a baseball. He's obviously really good at hitting a baseball, and then he can turn around, and if he really focused on it, he could be an all-star level pitcher. Like, one person is not supposed to make baseball seem as easy as he does.
No, that's a good way of putting it. It's not an easy game. It's as much mental as it is physical. And Ryan and I were talking about that on the broadcast yesterday. So to keep it together mentally, to do the things he can do physically, it's pretty remarkable.
Denny, I want to get your thoughts here really quickly on Jack Caglione. He had the ground into a double play on Friday night that ended the game. He's 85 at-bats in, hasn't gone maybe the way that a lot of people certainly hope for it to go. What are you seeing with the young guy in his first 100 ABs?
Number one, it's the big leagues. Number two, what he is struggling with now is identifying pitches. Identifying pitches he should swing at, he can swing at, he would be productive swinging at, and pitches that he can't swing at because he can't handle them. Every hitter has soft spots in his swing. Every big league pitcher tries to find them and work to those spots. But he's been getting a steady diet of pitches down, and especially down and in. Now, most left-handed batters, and he's one, like pitches down. But when they're down and in and not strikes, they're very difficult to handle. And that's what he's going to have to figure out. And he will. Don't worry about him. He's going to figure out which pitches he can swing at, which he has to let go. Now, with two strikes, you have to be a little bit more defensive, obviously. Just make contact, put it in play. But right now, he's having trouble identifying big league pitches in big league spots.
Denny, watching him over these first handful of games or so, he feels like a player that at least right now was a little bit stuck. He was certainly too good for the minor leagues. He was dominating Double A, dominating Triple A, but also a player just at his age and his experience, probably not ready to be an everyday player for you in the lineup. I mean, I'm just looking at it. To me, the Royals have to keep him up here. I'm just not really sure what going down to Omaha is really going to help him at this point. To me, you got to allow him to kind of sink or swim on his own and kind of work these things out here at this level.
Well, I think that's what happened when they brought him up. That was the thinking, I think, when they elevated him from AAA to the big leagues. And some guys adapt immediately. That's rare. Some guys, it takes time. And that's the usual procedure. So I think he's in that period of time where he's adapting, trying to adjust, trying to figure out what big league pitchers are doing to him. And now it's up to him. And that's what baseball is, pitcher against hitter, constant adjustment for both ways, pitchers adjusting to the hitters and vice versa. And it goes on all the time, game to game. Sometimes it goes plate appearance to plate appearance. And he'll understand that. Maybe he does now, but he's in the way of just adjusting to that physically. So, yeah, as I said, it's a mental and physical game, and sometimes they collide, the physical and mental, within your system. They collide, and then you got to fight your way out of that. So it's not easy. Nobody ever said it was. And even the best hitters are failing 7 times out of 10 plate appearances. So, yeah, it's tough.
Denny, I'll get you out of here with this. You know I love asking you questions that I've never asked you before. Tomorrow, if you had to compete in the hot dog eating contest, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 10 minutes?
Two with mustard.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. Denny, have a great 4th of July. We look forward to catching up with you after the holiday.
That sounds good. I'll do it if you'll do it.
That was Denny Matthews joining us on the show today, the Hall of Fame voice. We'll catch up with him after the holiday. Always great to catch up with him. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit. I wanted to go back and talk a little bit more about the Pittsburgh Steelers as they've made a couple of trades over the last few hours or so. They've gone out to go get Jalen Ramsey. They also have made a trade to go get Jonnu Smith. Rob, one thing that kind of confuses me a little bit about the commentary around the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I'm listening to podcasts, I'm checking my normal sports sites, and I see, are the Steelers all in? That's a big phrase that we've been using. Are the Steelers all in? And part of me in the back of my mind is thinking, well, what other way should you be when your quarterback is 41 years old? I mean, you're not planning for the future. Are we now defining being all in by trading for Jalen Ramsey? That's an all-in kind of move? No, to me, an all-in kind of move is trading two first-round picks to go get this player because you think he's the missing piece to a chip. All-in is trading for Jonnu Smith? That's an all-in kind of move? Man, we're giving the Steelers a lot of credit for basic improvements on your team. The Jonnu Smith deal, that's a really good deal. He's a very good tight end. You got a great 1-2 punch. Jalen Ramsey, expensive, but I still think has something left in the tank. Now, I don't really like what you gave up to go acquire him. I don't like giving up Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick is a better player at this stage in his career than Jalen Ramsey. So you gave up a younger, about the same if we're talking about a financial standpoint, but I mean, Minkah Fitzpatrick is probably going to be in the market for a new contract coming up here soon, and I don't think you plan on paying Jalen Ramsey, certainly big-time bucks, as he's heading into his 31-year-old season. So I've just heard so much of this. Are the Steelers all in? Well, yeah, I don't really know what other choice you have, certainly in the division that you're in. You're not certainly looking to get a top-10 pick. That's not why you went to go get Aaron Rodgers. I also don't know if they made any single move that we should pat them on the back for trying to be bold and trying to win a championship. You added a 41-year-old quarterback. You have to be living for the now. You have to be living for the present. You're not thinking about the future because your current quarterback isn't going to be a part of your future. I just think we're giving the Steelers a little bit too credit of an all-in kind of move.
I actually think the Steelers are all in, and I think it's fair to call it an all-in move for this reason. They are loading up their books with contracts they can eject from a year from now. I looked it up on SpotTrack, our friends over there that keep track of contracts. There's an out at the end of 2025 for Jalen Ramsey. So you've basically, you got to eat some money to get out, don't get me wrong, but you basically absorbed 1 year of Jalen Ramsey, and you're hoping you get the last one good year of football out of him. Aaron Rodgers is inherently a one-year contract. You are hoping against hope you get the last one good year of football out of his body. That is the thought. It is, you see it in the NBA, let's load up on veterans that only have a little bit left. And then if it works, great, we have a celebration and a trophy. If it doesn't, we can rinse our hands clean of all these veterans and then go back to it. So I do believe, by definition, it's an all-in move. There are levels, there are degrees to all-in move, but when you are loading up on contracts you will eject from in 12 months, that is all-in on a one-season go-for. Like, Minkah Fitzpatrick's contract, I think he's a better player, and he had multiple years of control left. You basically traded that for 1 year of hope that Jalen Ramsey is still Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, and to me, I would just consider that to be maybe a different phrase than all in. To me, that's a little YOLO to me. To me, that's a little, in your phrase, the bill eventually comes due, so why don't we just rack up a bunch of charges this year, and then next year we'll figure out a way and we'll get out of it and we start over. But again, I also, why are we patting the Steelers on the back for being, quote, all in this season when none of us think they're going to be good? Now, maybe we end up being wrong. Maybe we look back and we have this conversation in 4 or 5 months and we're thinking, man, the Steelers actually, you know, hey, this move was really good. This move was smart. Hey, Tomlin, maybe that's what we end up thinking, but we all know who the big three are in the AFC. Does anyone think that the moves that the Steelers made now help them crash the party, and now we can talk about them in the same realm of a Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo? Do you think that they're the fourth best team in the AFC? Like, if you were saying that those three teams have separated themselves, are the Steelers the best of the rest? Tomorrow, would you rather be the Broncos or the Steelers? Would you rather be the Chargers than the Steelers? Would you rather be Cincinnati or them? So I feel like we're applauding them, and yes, the Steelers are going to be interesting. You know what the Steelers now? They're a good Thursday night football team. That's what they are. They're a good Thursday night football and red zone team. When the Steelers come up on red zone, you're not going to be mad. if it's a Thursday night football game and they're playing Jacksonville in week four, yeah, you'll sit and watch the Steelers. But are they a team that you want to see play at a 3:25? Are they a team that you want to see play on Sunday night football? I still got to see a little bit more. I'm coming into this thing very, very skeptical with Pittsburgh about what kind of team they are actually going to be. I want to read this to you from Peter Schrager. I've been laughing at the TV on and off for this take, but you don't go and acquire Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Darius Slay if you don't have serious Super Bowl aspirations. These are all-in moves. This is Peter Schrager. Whether they are or not, Pittsburgh thinks that they're close. I don't know how Pittsburgh thinks they're close to a championship. Then you think Pittsburgh is delusional if you think that then. They haven't won a playoff game since Alex Smith was the quarterback of the Chiefs. You know how long ago that was? The Chiefs have been to 5 Super Bowls since then. That's the last time the Steelers won a postseason game. They think acquiring 30-year-old Jalen Ramsey, 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, 30-something-year-old Darius Slay, they got serious Super Bowl aspirations? I guess that's Peter Schrager. He's now at ESPN, I believe. Peter Schrager, shout out to him, formerly of NFL Network. Now, you guys know that it is my responsibility to share good news with you guys. And I take great pride in sharing good news with you guys because it's important. Now, I've been telling you guys about Red Lobster, America's finest restaurant. Now, I learned some things. Their CEO recently did a radio interview, Rob, and he said that one of every 4 lobsters that are sold in this great country are sold by Red Lobster. One in every 4. They're the biggest seafood distributor in the United States, Red Lobster. I also don't know if you know that ever since I talked about the seafood boil, oh, it's been going crazy. Red Lobster, they're reporting 30, 40-minute waits. The public is going insane. We haven't seen this kind of excitement since the Popeyes chicken sandwich. That's the power of this show and the power of marketing. And I will continue to be a vessel for Red Lobster, for everything that Red Lobster has done for me and this great country. It is the finest restaurant in America. 1 in every 4 lobsters are sold. They're doing this revolutionary seafood boil. America's never seen anything like that, that infusion of flavors. $5 drinks in this economy, $5 drinks. Revolutionizing the way that we eat. So I want to take a break from the Pittsburgh Steelers because trust me, the Steelers will be there. That seafood boil at Red Lobster, it might not when you go next time. It might be sold out. You might have to get something different. You might have to get the popcorn shrimp. You might have to order something else because they're flying off the shelves like hotcakes. That's what this show does, Rob. I promote Red Lobster. I'm here to make sure that the masses know about America's finest restaurant. Have you and your wife had the opportunity to go dine? Why don't you do that on me? Why don't you go, you hand me back the receipt, Rob, and I'll take care of it. That'll be an early Christmas present from me to you. Can you do that?
I will tell you, full disclosure, I don't know how, but my wife's TikTok algorithm is full of seafood boil.
Of course it is.
Videos, which means that she has now begun telling me that either we're A, going to go to Hook and Reel, or we're going to test out and try the new boils at Red Lobster because, as you've pointed out, there are 3 different types of boils they're doing with several different types of seafood. I don't know if it's just AI or algorithms listening to what I talk about here and it affects my home life.
No,
but
everybody needs to know.
The Britain home.
Everybody needs to know. Do you want me to get you a Red Lobster gift card so you can take your wife to go get the seafood boil? I'm happy to do that. You know what? I'd be thrilled to do that. You know what? If you get your wife to call up here and just say M-I-Z and that's it, don't gonna say anything else. Just say M-I-Z. If you get her to do that, I'll get you. I got you. And you know what? I'll put enough on that gift card for you to get something to drink too. Why don't you get a couple of $5 drinks on the house? Get them on me. She's a KU alum, right? Call up. Just say M-I-Z. Don't gotta say anything else. Don't gotta say Z. Just say M-I-Z and hang up quick. That's all you gotta do. And I got you. I want to make that happen for you. Because I know how important her, I know how important she is to you and making her happy. And I know how important Red Lobster is to the rest of us with this new revolutionary seafood boil that is sweeping the nation. Coming up on the other side, we're going to start a new trend on the show. We're going to call it the, what are we calling this? The countdown to San Paulo?
Steps to Sao Paulo.
Okay, that's what we're doing. We're walking to Brazil. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The dog days of summer are upon us, and in Kansas City, that means one thing.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Chiefs football is around the corner. Drive gets you ready with a Chiefs topic every day from now until the start of the regular season.
You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
The Steps to Sao Paulo.
All right, we got a lot to get into in a very short period of time. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about one of the top stories in sports. Before we do that, every day at this time between now and, you know, when we get closer to the season, we're going to give you a different Chiefs topic. Now, I got to call out my dear friends over at Arrowhead Pride. Now, I don't want you to think just because Pete Sweeney is playing for the other squad doesn't mean that I still don't have great love and respect for Pete Sweeney. We've hung out recently. I've talked to Pete Sweeney on the phone recently. Pete is still my brother. But sometimes I got to call out Arrowhead Pride for their nonsense. So today, Rob, I'm on the internet. I'm getting ready for the show. You know, I'm doing my reading. I'm doing my research. You know, I'm doing my due diligence. You know, they have this thing called Arrow Headlines on there. You know, it's the top Chiefs headlines of the day. So I click on it, you know, because it's kind of a slow day. There's nothing really going on right now other than the Royals being out of playoff contention. Not a whole lot going on. Do you know what the Arrow headline was today? The Arrow headline was, should the Chiefs look to trade Sky Moore? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't know Sky Moore was still on the team. Where's Sky Moore been at? I mean, we talk a lot about Hollywood Brown. We talk about Xavier Worthy. We talk about Rashee Rice. We talk about Nico Remigio. When's the last time that you and I had a Sky Moore conversation? And then I scrolled down. I was like, oh, okay, this didn't come from them. This came from someone else. Let me read to you the little blurb that they had about Sky Moore.
Sky Moore is the Chiefs' top trade candidate. If Sky Moore is the top Chiefs trade candidate, they don't have any. I wouldn't give you a future seventh round pick for Sky Moore if I was another team. You couldn't work in that offense and that system for a team that desperately needed a wide receiver. You got questionable hands. You can't help us in special teams. To quote Office Space, what exactly do you do here? Well, here's what the rest of the blurb says. The Chiefs seem to be done with Moore fairly early in the experiment, and they almost confirmed that in this offseason. Drafting another wideout for the sixth consecutive season makes Moore significantly closer to the practice squad than the starting lineup. Kansas City is likely already viewing him as a possible cut candidate, but just with 1 year left on a rookie deal, Veach could take another look at what his market value could be. I'm telling you right now, his market value, it's like when you go to GameStop to try to trade in Madden 22. Yeah, you might get something for it. They might give you a quarter. He doesn't have any trade value. None. The Chiefs' sixth wide receiver, seventh wide receiver has no trade value. So, yes, I know we're scraping the bottom of the barrel to give you a Chiefs story today, but if we're going to do this, what's it called again, Rob? The where? Where are we going?
Steps to Sao Paulo.
This is our first steps. You got to take baby steps. Eventually, don't worry, we'll start running. But today, it's the story that Sky Moore is the Chiefs' top trade candidate. You know, he's not. No, he's not. He's not one of their 15 top trade candidates. And there's not 15 players I can see the Chiefs possibly trading. I'm telling you, he ain't near the top of any one of those kind of lists. He will probably get cut. Or he'll just make the practice squad this year. He'll make the practice squad. He'll be around. Maybe an injury happens. I mean, he's on the last year of a rookie deal on a second-round contract. I mean, it ain't really no money. There's no money attached to Sky Moore at this point in his career. But come on now. Another team is not giving you anything. I'm not even going to say a value. They're not giving you anything. Another team might claim Sky Moore off waivers or pick him up and bring him in as a camp body. They're not giving you anything for Sky Moore. Nothing. Nothing. So let's move on. I don't want to talk any more about Sky Moore. Rob, this was day one, our steps to Sao Paulo. We took a small little baby step, a real small baby step. Now, this is some potentially good news. Major League Baseball and ESPN have announced that they have resumed conversation. If you remember, earlier in the baseball season, the two had severed conversations. Major League Baseball and ESPN have a pretty big discrepancy about how much baseball costs. So ESPN currently, ESPN pays $550 million for Sunday Night Baseball. Now, I'm not saying Sunday Night Baseball has no value. It's not $550 million a year worth for Sunday Night Baseball. So ESPN said, hey, this deal doesn't really work for us anymore. Major League Baseball is mad because ESPN doesn't cover baseball the way that they cover the NFL or the NBA or college sports. They want their own show. NBA gets a show. NFL gets a show. Why don't we get a show? And you know what? I actually think that's a fair complaint. There should be a Major League Baseball show. There's enough free space on ESPN or ESPN2 to give baseball its own shine. I agree that ESPN could do more. Now, ESPN is arguing, wait, you guys are trying to charge us $550 million. You charged Apple $85 million. You charged Apple $85 million for their television deal. You also have an early morning Roku deal. Roku doesn't really pay anything to be able to broadcast Major League Baseball games. Their deal's even smaller than the Apple. They have their early Sunday morning package. They pay $10 million for that rights. So wait, Apple pays $85, Roku pays $10 million, and we give you guys $550 million a year for a handful of baseball games? This is not a model that works. Both sides need each other for different reasons. If you call yourself the worldwide leader in sports, you don't have baseball on your network at all? Now, sure, it's not Monday Night Football. It's not the, but you don't have baseball anywhere? Nowhere. You don't show a baseball game in any capacity? Come on now, that's silly. And if you're Major League Baseball, I understand that maybe you're frustrated your sport doesn't get covered the way that other sports do, but you have to understand that if ESPN is trying to appeal to a national audience, your sport ain't that. Your sport is very, very relevant on local levels. But if they did a Major League Baseball show, it'd be a lot of Yankees, a lot of Dodgers. And I'm not really sure if that's the kind of baseball show that most fans envision. But that's probably the kind of show that you guys would have to do if you invested in 2025 in a baseball show. So ultimately, I'm happy to see that cooler heads are prevailing and they're deciding to get back to the table and sit down and talk about how baseball can continue to have a presence on ESPN, but the two sides need each other. Say what you want about ESPN. You need your sport to be on ESPN. There's a large group of people that still watch that channel as a default and largely still have cable or access to cable because ESPN is on there. You need your sport on there in some capacity if you want to grow. All the other sports are on there. ESPN, in terms of live sporting, is only growing. It's not getting smaller. So you need to be on there if you're Major League Baseball. And if you're ESPN, you can't call yourself the worldwide leader in sports if you don't have America's pastime on your network. So I would imagine at some point between now and the end of the season, we get a brand new announcement. ESPN isn't paying nearly as much for the rights of Major League Baseball. They keep Sunday Night Baseball. And they reach some kind of agreement where baseball is going to have a greater presence along its networks in some capacity, whether it's ESPN, whether it's ESPN2, whether it's on ESPN Plus. They're also talking about releasing a direct-to-consumer model. They're going to find baseball content. I think it will be more prevalent on ESPN in the upcoming years.
Here's what I don't understand. Why did ESPN go away from Baseball Tonight? Because it sounds like with MLB once, if they want Baseball Tonight. Now, you're right. Baseball Tonight will be pretty Dodgers and Yankee-centric. But when me and you were growing up watching Baseball Tonight, you know what they weren't covering in 1999? The Royals. They weren't. The Royals were not coverable at the ESPN level. ESPN has the talent. Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, they still have Tim Kirkchin, Carl Ravitch. They have the personalities. They have the inventory. What else are you playing on Sunday nights leading into Sunday Night Baseball if you're keeping Sunday Night Baseball? Or even like a once-a-week, this-weekend baseball type of show. We all liked Baseball Tonight. Baseball Tonight feels like what MLB wants ESPN to be doing. Why can't they just give us Baseball Tonight again? It feels like that's the layup. Well, just take the layup.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, with now all their live television rights and just how invested they are. I mean, there's not a lot of room for Baseball Tonight, I would say, certainly during the football season. You can't have it on Mondays. You probably wouldn't have it on Thursdays. Like, you just have more live programming. Football just comes on more than it did back whenever Baseball Tonight was theirs. But you're right. There is room somewhere in the ESPN family for a 30-minute daily baseball show that covers the top stories. I get why baseball feels the way that they feel. The NBA and ESPN have a great relationship. They do a lot for the NBA. The NFL, no question. They do enough for women's sports. You think about the growth of women's college basketball, the WNBA. A lot of that is sort of pulled by ESPN. They don't offer the same kind of amenities to Major League Baseball that they offer to some of these other sports. And if you're the commissioner, I get why you feel away about that. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got to talk about what could be a growing problem in basketball. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.